Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Alexandra is in her office talking with Andrew.
We live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly.
No, no, no. Marilyn is playing hard to get in the bedroom, but I know it's just a matter of time.
Well, she did a lot of research on you during Adriana's trial, so I'm sure she knows what a con artist you are.
Well, that may mean I have to work just a little bit harder. Plus, my wallet's getting emptier by the hour, so I have no choice.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
And of course, getting a real job isn't an option.
Seducing women with money, especially smart women like Marilyn, is not an easy task, Alex. I work just as hard as you do, I'm sure.
Yeah, whatever.
So, how did you spend New Year's?
I went to bed early, and it was magnificent.
Jeez, you're getting old before your time.
It was too damn cold to be out anyway.
Well, at least you had Adriana there to keep you company.
No, not exactly. The second I went to my room to lie down, little Miss Adriana snuck out of the apartment. She doesn't even realize I know she left. But she didn't get back here until after 4 in the morning.
And where do you think she snuck off to?
Well, to see her new man, obviously. I am dying to know who it is.
I wonder why it's such a secret. He must be a real doofus.
I just hope to God it's not Zach Jessup. That man has done enough damage to her life.
Surely she wouldn't go back to that jerk. That's about as likely as, say, you having a reunion with a marshal or Larissa taking me back.
You're right. That would never happen.
At Connie's apartment, Hannah has just told Connie and Clint that Clint is not Carl's father.
What in the world are you talking about, Aunt Hannah? Of course I'm Carl's father.
Hannah, are you sure about this?
Yes. Heidi admitted to sleeping with Dirk Endicott and lying about the baby's father because she thought Clint would be a better father figure than Dirk.
Oh my God. That's why Dirk came over here the other day.
Dirk Endicott? My English teacher? What are you talking about?
I didn't want to just blurt it out like that, but I'm not sure I'm supposed to tell you that Heidi's been lying to you and everyone for months.
This is my baby. Look at him.
I know you love him, honey. I would do anything to not hurt you like this, but this lie has gone on long enough.
I'm not following any of this.
Clint, are you in there? Clint! Hello, Heidi. Oh, I knew you were going to run right over here.
Heidi, it looks like you have some explaining to do.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.